Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we got to deal with three very important issues. Number one, Biden's recession. Number two, new news coming from Hunter Biden's laptop. And number three, just how bad things are in general in this country right now, which does relate a little bit to the recession. You know how bad things are in America right now under Joe Biden? Joe Biden and Joe Biden's America, we're now locking up spam due to inflation and crime. I'm actually talking about spam. I'm talking about that god-awful meat in a can with a pop top. You understand what I'm saying? I'm actually saying spam. It's described on the can as 90% meat, right? Chopped pork and ham. Spam. It's a blend of pork and ham, and it's 90% meat, 10% mystery product from Hormel. Spam traditionally has been looked at as a meat of tough times, low budgets. Not anymore. The plague of inflation and criminal activity in New York City has caused one store to lock up its spam. Inside the Duane Reade drugstore. So this isn't some like random little store, okay? This is like a chain pharmacy. Duane Reade is like, you know, CVS or Walgreens, depending on where you live in the country. They have now started locking up their spam at the Port Authority Bus Depot. Why? Because it's now, with inflation, $3.99 a can. And now they're spotted sitting in anti-theft boxes, the New York Post reported over the weekend. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. A photo showed a can of Spam being secured inside a plastic anti-theft box. And social media's users had a lot to say about the image. "This has gone too far and must be stopped," one person replied, while another said, "When they start locking up the ramen noodles, it's over for all of us. This country is becoming so bad, we need better leadership. Enough is enough," another person said online. Now, the city stores have been locking up such items as toothpaste and soap in recent days to prevent them from being stolen, then sold on the streets or even online. That's how bad Biden's economy is right now. Now, this is also connected to high crime and the issue with activist DAs in this country that are refusing to lock up violent people, much less those that commit basic crimes in New York City, is a perfect example of this. And when that happens, you got to start locking up Spam. It's the nation's crisis, as one described it, all in a can. When you have Bidenflation and crime, they've gotten so bad in Gotham that even cheap meat like Spam has to be locked up. You know you lost control. The Drainweed store says they are being forced to do this because of such high crime and inflation. "I've never seen that before," one cashier laughed while using a magnet to remove a can of Spam from its cage. The cashier was among the employees, tourists, and store regulars stunned that the iconic blue and yellow cans are now being kept under lock and key. Some even poking fun at the sight as sort of a, they referred to as a Jeff Koons homage. I mean, what else can you say about this? Another person, 43 years old, who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, was aware of the ongoing crime waves hitting big cities like New York and San Francisco, but still couldn't believe the sight of so many things in boxes, Spam being one of them. "The prices have skyrocketed in stores, especially in places like New York City. So now they're having to lock up staples like toothpaste and soap to try to prevent crooks from stealing them and hawking the products on the sidewalk or on online marketplaces like Amazon and eBay. Yet some shoppers were confused why Spam, along with $1.89 cans of Starkist tuna, were enclosed under plastic. Pretty simple. People want it. They need something to eat. Now, at the end of the day, this tells you a lot more about what's happening in America and how bad things have gotten in America when you have to start locking up things like Spam at $3.99 a can. Two other Drainweeds and a CVS in the Times Square area, along with a Rite Aid and CVS in Central Harlem, sold their cans of Spam, quote, cage-free. You're welcome. That was just for your entertainment, by the way. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because the White House is trying to convince you that a recession is A, either not happening, or B, is somehow a good thing. We put together a montage for you of the White House telling Americans that a recession is actually, quote, good news, and it actually now means that we have a, quote, strong economy. This is those online tried to even lock down the definition of recession on Wikipedia to make it look like a recession is somehow not a bad thing since Joe Biden's the president. Day after day, Democrats have been going on TV and the White House staff have been going on TV saying to Americans, it's good news that we are in a recession now and it means our economy is strong. And apparently, if you say it long enough, there's enough idiots in this country that will believe you. Take a listen.
All signs are that this is a strong economy and the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
It's a strong economy and nothing about it suggests that it's close to or vulnerable to a recession.
I don't expect a recession.
No one is predicting a recession now.
We are not expecting that we are already in a recession. In fact, the guts and the bones of this economy remain strong.
These are not the marks of an economy in recession?
Right now, we don't see a recession right now. That is not, we're not in a recession right now.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
Not only is a recession not inevitable, but I think that a lot of people are underestimating those strengths and the resilience of the American economy.
We have a strong labor market, which you don't normally see in a recession.
A recession is broad-based weakness in the economy. We're not seeing that now.
In your view, is a recession in the United States inevitable?
No.
Typically, economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth and other factors, which we have not seen at all.
The idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
A common definition of recession is two negative quarters of GDP growth.
Two quarters of negative growth in a row, that's a recession.
Right, and certainly in terms of the technical definition, it's not a recession. The technical definition considers a much broader spectrum of data points.
What is exactly the White House's definition of a recession?
Again, I'm not going to define it from here.
How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession.
Nobody, including especially the White House and especially Joe Biden, is going to sugarcoat any of this.
Well, I'm not concerned about a recession. And I mean, you're always concerned about a recession.
This is how stupid they believe you are. That you can redefine what a recession is to the American people and they'll fall for it. They want you to actually believe that we're not in a recession. The White House to Americans, don't worry, we just basically change the definition of a recession, right? We'll just change the narrative here so that you, as an American, think we're not in a recession, even when we are in a recession, because we've changed what it means to be in a recession. Now, what does this have to do with what's really going on behind the scenes of the White House? It has a lot to do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. That's why you walk out there and you say stupid stuff like this.
All signs are that this is a strong economy and the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
You're an idiot. That's a lie. And they know that's a lie. But this is what you say when you want people to look at one other issue and a problem and not look at the real bigger problem, which is Hunter Biden and the new information coming out, right? That's why you send your idiots out there from the White House to say this kind of crap.
It's a strong economy, and nothing about it suggests that it's close to or vulnerable to a recession.
I don't. That's a lie, right? Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, she's up next. We had 2 months in a row of negative GDP, and that's exactly what it is, a sign of a recession, that we're in a recession. 2 negative quarters. And they know this. So they just lie and redefine what the definition of a recession is.
Don't expect a recession.
No. How do you not expect a recession when we're running, rolling down the hill towards a recession? It's because you need distraction, folks. You need distraction so bad, you'll say anything you have to say, no matter how stupid it sounds, no matter how incompetent it may make you look. If you're trying to save the legacy of Joe Biden and his family from criminal problems. Which brings me back to the bigger issue here. Republicans now are really starting to dive in on this issue. And Senator Johnson, Ron Johnson said, now we cannot trust the FBI to get to the bottom of the Hunter Biden allegations because we know that the FBI were the ones that we entrusted to look into criminal behavior of people in politics. And in fact, they did the opposite of that. They helped bury the Hunter Biden story and the Joe Biden and the James Biden story. They actually classified information as not being credible so that it would not be investigated, so that it would go away. Senator Ron Johnson said the FBI cannot be trusted to, quote, get to the bottom of the allegations involving Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings following a whistleblower report that claimed agents buried, quote, verified and verifiable dirt about the president's troubles and his son. I have no faith in the FBI director, Christopher Wray, of conducting this investigation. But it's important that the American public understand the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. That's what he had to say today. 2019, folks. In 2019, they had the laptop. They had the laptop before the election. They knew it was on the laptop. And they knew that the problem, it was a big problem. And that's the reason why they buried it. Not only did they bury it, they actually classified some of the information as being non-credible, even though it was verifiable. Johnson was on TV this morning talking about this. And one of the things that he said that I think is so important is he said, how do you trust the people if the people that are supposed to be the investigators refuse to investigate it, right? How much more evidence, as he put it the other day, do we need to show just how corrupt the Biden family actually is? Take a listen to this conversation he had on Fox News Channel.
Yeah. Senator, the explosive report by the New York Post this week essentially confirming President Biden is the big guy, as Tony Bobulinski, the business partner of the Biden deal, had said a long time ago. This reporting is to call it explosive, maybe an understatement. What could be done about this? Where do we go with this? Is this going to further your investigation?
Well, first of all, how much more evidence do we need? The laptop is a treasure trove. You know, the media is just, I call it modified limited hangout. They barely admit that some of these emails may be genuine. No, they're all genuine. They all show corruption and criminal activity. The only way this is going to break through, though, is that the mainstream media gets shamed into covering it. But again, they are complicit and they're corrupt themselves.
I got about a minute left, but one quick follow up. Do you think there's potential that the mainstream media finds Joe Biden useless because of his low poll numbers and turns on Joe Biden and finally opens up about this to get him out of office?
Oh, that's pretty much our prediction. I think my other prediction is that they may indict Hunter Biden, but they'll probably seal, they'll do a deal. They'll seal all the information. The American public will never get the full truth.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too. Senator Ron.
By the way, that's the deal. You heard Bongino talking about that a moment ago, right? And this is the deal that I'm worried about. I'm worried that this deal gets done, right? And they say, oh, well, we got this deal. There's nothing that you can do. Right. We have this deal that's going to be done and we're going to seal everything. He'll get a slap on the wrist. And the Biden crime family, I don't think cares. I think they think we got a great alibi. We're going to say he was a drug addict and we'll say he's a drug addict over and over and over and over and over again. And as long as we keep saying it over and over and over again, then people will feel sorry for him because that is the ballgame. We also know that Hunter Biden's emails show he was unable to pay his basic bills. This is a guy that had millions of dollars and still couldn't pay his bills. He was unable to pay his bills, including his assistant's full salary and a $1,700 Porsche payment, we now know. The guy that had millions of dollars coming in, but if 50% of it's got to go to the big guy, and that's what we've been told, then it actually makes sense why he may be struggling to pay his taxes and his tax bills in 2018 and 2019. Emails have now been, quote, reviewed by CNN. Revealed as federal prosecutors investigate President Joe Biden's son for possible tax violations and other crimes. A CNN report referenced a 2018 email from Hunter Biden's assistant asking what to do about paying the health insurance, a Porsche payment, and her own salary. Pay the health care, pay the Porsche, Biden responded, and he told her she should pay herself half of the salary she was owed. So pay the Porsche, pay the health care, but you get half. An automated Wells Fargo insufficient fund email from December 2018 stated that one of his accounts lacked the $1,700 for his Porsche payment. In March of 19, his assistant pleaded with him to let her know if there was a new plan for paying about the $730,000 taxes, $120,000 in other bank debt. The emails include several from his accountant telling Biden that his tax payments were late. Biden's lawyer told CNN that he has fully paid his IRS tax debt and that Biden struggled during that period with alcohol and drug addiction, something Biden wrote about extensively in his memoir, Beautiful Things. CNN, quote, hired a cyber forensic expert to help authenticate the emails, which were traced back to the laptop that turned up at a Delaware repair shop. This is the same laptop they refused to report on and said it was Russian disinformation, but now they're telling you it's real. The report comes as federal investigators are weighing possible charges related to Hunter Biden's business activities. His father has not been implicated. CNN also wanted to make sure you knew this morning. They said over and over again, I hope that Republicans ramp things up. I hope that the GOP Oversight Committee representatives say they think the Justice Department will act on Hunter Biden as soon as this all starts to really come out because they want a deal done quickly so they don't look bad. I think the FBI probably hopes that a deal is done really fast so they don't look bad. I bet you Director Ray is saying, hurry up and get a deal done before Republicans can even start to get into this. And we get this deal done and we seal these documents and we move on. And I don't think, by the way, that the Biden family gives a crap if Hunter Biden goes to prison. I don't think they care because he, to them, has been nothing but a useful drug addict that allowed them to get even richer. You really do have to think about what type of father Joe Biden has been to his kids when his kids have been dealing with addiction the way that, and then yet he still gives them money and access to all of these deals to enrich himself. What father gives their son access to this kind of money, knowing that every night a phone could ring and it could be an OD phone call? Joe Biden did.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
The most interesting thing about this Hunter Biden story is almost any other news, even if it's bad news, is somehow good news for this White House. You know, I think the strategy now is, let's get him indicted, let's get him a deal, let me pardon him, and then maybe I won't run for re-election. Let's seal all the documents so none of this stuff can be seen. Because even the economy right now, which is just hammering everyday Americans, the point we're locking up spam at grocery stores and CV, you know, and at Duane Reade, you know, pharmacies. Spam, folks, spam is being locked up. The Democrats are trying to make you believe that this $739 billion deal is somehow not putting any burden on taxpayers, even though it's costing you $739 billion. Joe Manchin on State of the Union this morning saying, and about Chuck Schumer striking this deal, you know, and will it pass? He says, oh, this isn't putting a burden on you, the taxpayers, whatsoever. So $739 billion in new spending is not a burden to taxpayers right now when we're already dealing with massive inflation and food costs through the roof and gas prices through the roof. And listen to this BS spin from D.C.
analysis that found that your bill, quote, would very slightly increase inflation until 2024 and decrease inflation thereafter, unquote. Senate Republicans also released a new Joint Committee on Taxation analysis yesterday, showing that in the short term, your bill would actually result in a small increase in federal taxes for Americans. Like I said, short term, but still. What evidence do you have that this bill will reduce inflation and will not increase taxes?
Chuck, first of all, I respectfully disagree with the people from Penn Wharton. They're wonderful people. We've worked with them tremendously. We just have a disagreement on this. But, you know, there were 17 Nobel laureates who said that inflation was going to be discretionary. It wasn't going to happen, okay? It wasn't going to be permanent. Well, we found out they were wrong. And people can be wrong, but how in the world can it be inflammatory? How can it add flames to the inflation fires right now if you're paying down debt? You're increasing more production from fossil industry and energy, and we're doing it cleaner anywhere in the world. We'll be energy independent. We're making our batteries for our cars to be here made in America before you get any credits whatsoever. We're doing everything we can to make sure we attack the problem. And these are solutions to the problems we have. So I know everyone's playing politics with it. This is not a Green Deal. It's not a Republican deal. It's not a Democrat deal. It is a red, white, and blue deal. And this is what the American people want, solutions and a balanced energy approach.
By the way, this is a lie. It's not a Republican deal. Republicans aren't jumping all over this, Joe. Why do you think your vote was so important? Why do you think they're interviewing right now? Because it's a Democratic deal. And everybody knows it's a bad Democratic deal. And the idea that every American's in favor of this is also just flat out a lie. Not every American's in favor of this. The majority of Americans are not in favor of massive government spending and massive government programs. That is a lie. But to sit there and go, oh, I disagree with what they're saying. And by the way, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they disagree. And I understand why he's going to say that they disagree. Why wouldn't you say that at this point? Right? Why wouldn't you say that we all disagree? Because who's going to challenge you? It's a one-time question. You sit there. No one calls you out on the BS. And everybody just listens to you like it's some state-of-the-art brilliance that's coming out of your mouth, even though it is verifiable that what you're saying is a lie. When they sit there and they say, oh, well, and they have it, it's not actually true that this is going to be inflationary. 700 plus billion in new spending, to say that that's not going to have a major impact on inflation is stupid. And yet he says it and no one challenges him on it, including Jake Tapper, who's sitting there just lapping this up like a lapdog, right? He asks the question, now let the senator go. We've got a great deal that all these Americans are in favor of. This is a red, white, and blue thing. I don't even know what that means. When he says it's a red, white, and blue thing, how is this bill of $739 billion in new spending, we're going to have to borrow money to get this deal, how is that a, quote, red, white, and blue bill? And since when did red, white, and blue become a reason for passing a massive spending bill? Can we also talk about that? Somebody tell me that. Somebody explain that to me. 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. Listen to more here of Joe Manchin and this lie.
Approach. I know there are individuals like former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers who say they do not think this is going to be inflammatory. They do not think it's going to cause inflation. But do you have evidence? Are there studies about this bill that say that it will not cause inflation to go up?
By the way, of course, there's not studies on this bill because they just put this bill together. And that's something that, again, Jake Tapper knows. Right? Jake Tapper's not an idiot. Okay, Jake Tapper knows there's no studies on this that say what he just implied. And of course, he's going to let the, you know, and if there is a study, how can you study a bill when you don't even know what's in the bill, right? To quote Nancy Pelosi, we won't know what's in the bill until we pass the bill. Well, that is a quintessential bent storyline for Democrats since they came out and said that with Obamacare, right? We won't know what's in the bill until we pass the bill. That's how they've been running the government ever since that day, because they realize, hey, it works. We can say whatever we want to say, and we can just lie to people, and we can tell them things that aren't true, and we never, ever have to back it up. So we can just make it up as we go.
We looked at everything humanly possible and had everyone cross-sectioning this. But basically what we did is we said, okay, the tax rate was 35% in 2017, Chuck. It went to 21%, a 14% reduction. Jake, I'm sorry.
No problem.
It went to 14%, Jake. I know, he's your friend. 14% reduction. And everyone thought, well, that's tremendous. They were tickled to death at 21%, okay? Well, they got to 21%. And I never knew there were people basically not paying any taxes. Most of the people in West Virginia, all corporations pay at least 21 or more, and around the country. So don't you think they ought to at least pay the 15% minimum when we already gave them a 14% reduction? That's all we've talked about. So we never raised any taxes. We're just saying close the loopholes and collect the taxes that are owed to the Treasury and the United States people.
Isn't it amazing how we can just redefine everything? The Democratic Party can't even tell you what a woman is, but now they can just decide what is or isn't a loophole, and then while they're raising your taxes, they can look at you straight in the face and tell you why they're raising your taxes, that they're not raising your taxes, they're just closing a loophole, which is raising your taxes. If your tax rate almost doubles or more than doubles, are your taxes going up? The answer is yes. Right? If I'm having to pay 30%+, and last year was in the 15%. Did my taxes go up? Yes. Is that a tax increase? Yes, that is a tax increase. And anyone that tells you that it's not a tax increase is a liar. Okay, that's a tax increase. And now they try to sit there and they try to look at you and go, no, hold on. This isn't a tax increase. Right, you need to calm down. This is not a tax increase at all. This isn't even close to a tax increase. Don't you understand what this is? Just us, you know, we're just closing a loophole by raising taxes. That was the argument that they just made. We're just closing loopholes, which is raising taxes. So are you raising taxes? No. Well, the taxes are going to go up. No, well, we're just raising the taxes through closing the loophole. So anything now that you want to raise tax on, you just say it's a loophole. And apparently the American people are dumb enough to go along with this and go, okay, sounds good. Okay, works for me. Okay, yeah, well, let's just do it. But think about this economy for a second. If you are raising taxes in this economy, are you not trying to destroy this country in the process? Right? I mean, really, are you not trying to destroy this country in the process? People are hurting right now. New York Post had their front page, and it was the word recession, a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two consecutive quarters. The country is in the depths of a recession, quote unquote. The word you're looking for, Joe, they said. The U.S. economy shrank by 0.9% in the second quarter after a 1+% fall drop in the first 3 months of the year, 1.6% to be exact, despite being the literal definition of the word recession. President Biden and the White House and everybody else around them says, no, we're not in a recession. This is not what a recession is. No, we're not in a recession. Just say it over and over again, and I guess everyone has to believe you. You just keep telling them it's not a recession, then I guess people say, okay, it's not a recession. When you don't have to define what a man is and you don't have to define what a woman is, why do you have to define why can't you redefine what a recession is? The literal word is exactly what we're dealing with right now. Are we in a recession right now? Yes, we are. They know it. The media knows it. Everybody else knows it. But hey, I'll take a recession story if I'm Biden over a Hunter Biden story right now, right? I'll take a recession story right now happily all day long over what my family has done and what they're getting busted doing. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a five-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me, along with co-host Leah Rose, as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers, like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.